expected a hard fight, you know. I put my family through a lot.
The more you get hit, the harder you fight. I get it.
Let's go!
Only now you've taken way too many hits before you get off.
You can't fight like that anymore.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Southpaw.
If you've never seen a boxing film in your life, I guess it would be okay to label Southpaw a good movie. However, in a world that has now seen six Rocky features, with a seventh being released later this month, as well as recent favorites like The Fighter and Cinderella Man, Antoine Fuqua's Southpaw is decidedly predictable by the numbers and mediocre. The film factors in every possible cliche, some harkening all the way back to 1931's The Champ, which won an Oscar for Wallace Beery. Now, it's not a complete waste, but it's asking way too much for two solid performances to save this terrible script. Jake Gyllenhaal is the star, and he ably portrays the pumped-up light heavyweight champion Billy Hope, and young Una Lawrence is quite fine as his 10-year-old daughter. But the talented Rachel McAdams is completely wasted as Hope's tragic wife Maureen and Forrest Whitaker struggles mightily to overcome the familiarity of his crusty aging trainer role. That underground sound you heard was Burgess Meredith turning over. In the past, the director Mr. Fuqua found a successful muscular formula with releases like Training Day and The Equalizer, but Southpaw is badly in need of some smelling salts. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to read all of Mark's long-form reviews at his terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and as always, Mark will be back next week. Did you ever forget to charge your cell phone? So you leave the house and it's at 40%. Uh-oh. Day goes on, you're texting, you're watching stuff on YouTube, you're listening to some music, and it's down to 15%. And then 10. Uh-oh. And the red light comes on and you get that warning, whatever it is. And then you're down to 5 and your battery is critically low, so your phone tells you. And the phone gets a bit darker, 2%, and then all of a sudden the phone literally dies. Your umbilical cord to the world is gone. What do you do when you're desperate for a charge? You ever think about breaking and entering? Well, one guy in New Jersey did. Here we go. Man sneaks into New Jersey house, hides under bed for 3 days, mind you, to charge his phones, plural. A New Jersey man has been accused of sneaking into a Spotswood, New Jersey home, hiding under a bed for 3 days, and stealing electricity to charge his, get this, 4 cell phones. First of all, the guy has 4 cell phones. Do you have 4? I don't. How many people even have 2? So this guy's got 4. I guess he can't pay his electric bill because he's paying his phone bill, so he has to go somewhere else to charge it. I don't know. Let's find out. Jason Hubbard reportedly entered the home May 7th while the owner was taking out the trash. He crawled under the bed in a spare bedroom and began charging his phones in an outlet. The owner, Margaret Adamswitz, says she believes he did not have any food during that time, just water. All right, let's think of the obvious. He obviously wasn't very clean after those 3 days. He obviously didn't go to the bathroom for the... Where did that take place? In the middle of the night, did he sneak out from under the bed and try to find himself the bathroom? Or did, you know, because things don't just stop for 3 days, unless you have a medical issue. So, was this a messy time under the bed? I venture to wonder, and I venture to say yes. Anyway, the family finally became aware of Hubbard when they heard a noise 3 days later. You know, the Adamswitz family must be a little slow on the uptake if they didn't hear anything at all for 3 days. How do you stay that quiet as you're trying to stay under a bed? Was this guy completely still for 3 days? He was detained by the family's 28-year-old son while the police arrived. Adamswitz said Hubbard was an ex-boyfriend of her daughter. All right, here we go. So the guy already knew the layout of the house. So he knew what he was getting himself involved in. Maybe he realized the family was a bit, I don't know, unaware of certain things and he could get away with this. I haven't heard from him in 5 years, she told NJ.com, adding that Hubbard and her daughter did not end on good terms. Obviously good enough for him to think he could sneak into the house and charge 4 phones for 3 days. He didn't say why he came back. He just picked our house to hide in. He didn't have a home to live in, she said. Hubbard's age was not immediately known. He has been charged with burglary and theft of electricity, being held on $50,000 bail. He doesn't have a place to live, but he has 4 active phones. How much do you pay for your phone each month? See? Multiply that times 4. Can a homeless guy afford that? I would think not. Maybe these are the prepaid deals. I don't know. I'm just amazed. I really believe there's more to this story. He snuck in as they were taking out the garbage, and he was undetected for 3 days. Think about, can you even be undetected in your house for about an hour if you snuck back in before your family or whomever got home? Of course not. 4 phones? At the beginning of the segment, I talked about the stress of when your one phone is down to 5%. Think of the abject stress this poor thing was under. Imagine if he had 4 phones, 5% or less. It's nerve-wracking. Who can deal with that? Obviously, Jason Hubbard couldn't, so he decided, I'm going to take care of this, and I'm going to charge my phones. Wow. Stay with us. Coming up next, Christina Stauffa will join me, and we will talk about foods, yes, that make you stink. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Which statement is false? According to the airline companies, a flight attendant may not give a passenger aspirin, accept cash tips, stow your bag in the overhead bins, make you change seats. The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
A flight attendant cannot lift a bag into the overhead bin, although they can rearrange bags. They can't force anyone to change seats, but they are allowed to accept a cash tip. Politely declining the first and second offer, they can accept money if it's offered 3 times. And that's the final verdict.
Fake Green.
Harrison with you. The FDA, initially guided by a former Dow chemical scientist, took saccharin after 30 years off the cancer causer list. Yet saccharin's carcinogenic structure hasn't changed at all. Dr. Samuel Epstein, chairman, Cancer Prevention Coalition.
Even at low doses, saccharin induces cancers in a wide range of other organs in rodents, and ignoring a solid epidemiological study clearly incriminating saccharin in relation to bladder cancer in humans.
While diet sodas at fast food outlets often use saccharin because it's cheaper, scientists suggest going back to moderate use of real sugar when your sweet tooth beckons. Dr. Samuel Epstein.
People that regularly use sweeteners have major increases in risks of bladder cancer.
From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.